Takeaway contributor and literary editor of Essence magazine, Patrick Henry Bass, is with us today. So good morning yet again to you, Patrick.
Good morning.
And right now we're going to drill down on an aspect of the Obama stimulus bill now being debated, hotly debated in the Senate. It would pour hundreds of billions of dollars into the economy, and that includes money for infrastructure or shovel-ready projects for the nation's roadways and railways and other things. But this but, and this is a huge but, the spending bill, as proposed, would not do anything to, say, help the transit system in St. Louis. The city is the 16th largest metro area in the country, and the transit system there is in such crisis, it may be forced to sell some buses. So what's going on? Les Sturman, executive director of the East-West Gateway Council of Governments, a regional transportation organization based in St. Louis, has joined us to explain. Also with us is the Takeaway's Andrea Bernstein, whose beat now includes these issues. So good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Les, how can this be? How would St. Louis not benefit at all from a stimulus package out of Washington?
Well, I'm not sure it's totally correct to say we wouldn't benefit at all. The problem here is that the monies that are coming out of this package are mainly what we call capital monies, money to buy buses, to buy rail cars, to fix transit stations, that kind of thing. The problem, however, that most transit systems are experiencing, including ours in St. Louis and those in New York City and other big cities, are in the area of operating funds. Obviously, transit agencies were pretty hard hit, for example, by the increase in fuel prices months ago. Tax revenues that support transit systems are way down. So in the case of our system, they have about a $45 million shortfall in funds to maintain the operations. And there are no funds in this bill to fund, temporary or otherwise, to fund the operations of transit systems.
Isn't ridership up in the area?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the great ironies of all of this. Ridership, transit ridership, is up around the country. People are starting to make that switch, in part because of high energy costs and the strain on household budgets. So transit is having one of its more successful periods, and yet at the same time as ridership is increasing, we're cutting service. That's not very good public policy.
And Andrea, Les mentioned that it's other cities besides St. Louis are running into the same issues. Are they going to be getting the help that they need?
No. For transit funding, for operating funding, no one is getting help. Now, there is going to be some funding for capital improvements, but it doesn't really sort of address this need. And one of the things that Les didn't mention is that I think St. Louis is going to be laying off hundreds of people, as are many other transit systems. So these are people that will be immediately losing their jobs all over the country. Denver, Charlotte, I mean, these are cities that have seen a big uptick in transit use in the last year. New York City is looking at moving its fare from $2 to $3 if it doesn't get some tolls and other things it wants from the state legislature, as well as cutting lines and closing stations. So this is something that cities all around the country are facing. And as a matter of fact, there's a group, T for America, that has been putting together a map. They have 59 cities that are covering, including, they told me just yesterday, Gary, Indiana, called them up and said, we're closing down our public transit system, basically, because we just don't have the tax revenue, we don't have the operating funds.
So, Andrea, is this a question for the state to be addressing, or is this a question and an issue that should be debated in the stimulus package, which should include some transit funds?
Well, it shows one of the contradictions of this bill, which is that by getting it out so quickly, it's using existing federal policy. Since the Reagan era, the federal government has not funded transit operating expenses of midsize and large cities. And as a result, this bill is going using existing formulas, so it's not either. So there's a bias in Washington against funding transit operations, and there isn't the time to have the argument, you know, this is something that really should come under economic stimulus, because not only you're talking about immediate jobs, but you're talking about the ability of people to get to their jobs. And, you know, there are people who may have to leave their jobs because they have no other way to get to work.
And Les, in St. Louis, are you advocating for the state to take in to step in, rather, and help, or are you really advocating for Washington to address some of these issues?
Well, in Missouri, we have one of those peculiar situations where the state provides virtually no support for public transit. That's actually quite unusual. But, of course, states in general are pretty hard hit, and they're counting on operating monies, if you will, for things like Medicaid coming from the federal government. No, this needs to be fixed in the stimulus package.
And what would you like to see happen?
Well, I mean, clearly, Andrea is absolutely correct that the prohibition on operating funds dates back to the early 80s, the Reagan era. We need to address that, if only on a temporary basis, to keep some of these transit systems going until such time as we can go to local voters or state legislatures and get the additional financial support that's needed.
And, Andrea, is there anybody in Washington who is really pushing for this debate to happen?
Well, there certainly are some senators, but the senator from Missouri, Kit Bond, in fact, has introduced an amendment that would take what people see as some money that could go for transit and giving it to state departments of transportation. Now, his argument is this money can be spent very quickly in the states, but the pushback against that is that it's going to go for roads and not more environmentally friendly ways of getting around, like mass transit.
And mass transit, of course, in economic tough times, more people are relying on it to get to wherever they're going. So it's clearly going to be an issue whether or not it's addressed in the stimulus package or not. Andrea Bernstein, the Takeaways political director, among other things, thank you.
Thank you.
And Les Sturman, executive director of East-West Gateway Council of Governments, a regional transportation organization in St. Louis. We thank you for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.